This is PopX Cast, where science fiction meets pop culture. PopX is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm, Walt Disney Pictures, Marvel Entertainment, DC Comics, or any other mentioned franchise or brand. The opinions expressed are of each individual and solely do not reflect PopX Cast. Sit back, relax, put on your Ninja Turtle onesie, and warm up your chimichangas. This is PopX Cast. You are listening to PopX Cast, where science fiction meets pop culture.
PopX Cast.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Dan? How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good, Joe.
Pretty good.
Pretty busy week.
Well, you come on there kind of mellow, kind of.
Yeah, you know, it's soft. Just been nice rough week.
What?
It's an oxymoron.
It's been a glorious rough week. Oh my gosh! So, dog says hello in the background.
I am a little beat, but I am ready for tonight.
Okay.
And I think we've got a good show ahead of us tonight, Joe.
I know we do, man. I'm pretty excited about it. We're going to be talking about The Flash and Arrow.
Oh, yeah, I bet you're excited.
I do want to apologize in advance. So if you hear me cough or sniff or any kind of like anything that's disgusting, I do humbly apologize. I do have a viral bronchitis. So, but I am feeling much better. But I'm able to be here. I was actually questioning it early in the week. I was like, am I going to be able, cause I didn't have a voice on Monday night. And
so why is that, Joe? What, how has your, past week been?
Crappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Sucked. Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah. 3 days of fever.
You were a little disturbed and
I lost my voice. I got down with the sickness all right.
Yeah.
I think it got more down with me than me getting down with it. I'm just saying. But I'm doing better. I've got actually brewed me a fresh tea. Oh.
Did you see that? Ooh, is that a little bit of PopX swag you got there, bro?
Yeah, you like that? Look at that right there.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, getting a little feedback, Mike. I think something's enabled on your end. Just wanted to let you know that. There.
Nope.
But, all right. But we are pretty excited. This is episode number 6 coming to you. And we got so many cool things that is lined up for PopX. We were just going through like the next 4 episodes from here through like 11.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be floored at some of the content, interviews. I don't want to give anything away, Dan. But.
I've been just really excited about a little development I've been working on, and I'm not. This isn't confirmed.
It isn't confirmed.
It's a teaser. Yeah. And I've been talking to Jordan White, editor at Marvel, who is the editor of the Deadpool comics, Star Wars comics.
Oh.
And also, some of the X-Men, I have all of his information pulled up, but I'm just throwing that little line out there and hoping we'll catch something big.
Dude,
wouldn't
that be cool if we could get like on May 4th? Because we have a PopX show on May 4th.
Oh, man, that would
come on, dude.
May the 4th be with me.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with me.
So what do you think about last week's Walking Dead episode, man?
You know what? I was loving it. I'm so glad because I got to catch up, even though I have to catch up from last week's episode. I'm always behind. It seems that I'm always late. I don't know. I've caught some sort of sickness from some people I know.
So I'm sorry. You shouldn't kissed me that way the other night. But that's okay.
My bad, Joe.
But yeah, we did. And it's just to catch you guys up. Walking Dead was pretty awesome this past week. We're talking about episode 12. So if you missed it, you missed one heck of a gunfight.
You say
going
episode...
on?
Oh,
yeah,
oh.
The new one this week.
Yeah,
I don't want to give it away. That's a different topic for a different show. We'll probably come back in the summer and do Fear the Walking Dead.
Ooh,
probably do a special Fear the Walking Dead episode. So I foresee that in the definite future. But, you know, before we cover today's topics, I want to kind of cover something that's kind of near and dear to a lot of us comic book patrons' hearts. We got some sad news this week. On March the 7th, one of the comic artists and pencilers of Marvel and DC passed away at age 66. He drew Spider-Man, Thor, Iron Man, even worked on the Fantastic Four, as well as the classic Phantom. And so we want to just acknowledge Mr. Paul Ryan, who worked so many years working. And his forte was literally Fantastic Four. He done, I want to say, like 100 issues of Fantastic Four. It's crazy. But he passed away this week, age 66. And so as you can see there, there's two of his comics on his desk, Fantastic Four and Quasar. Those are the two of the projects he worked on.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I hate to hear that. Anytime that one of those greats goes on to comic heaven, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're just kind of.
Yeah. And if you want to, you know, it's weird you mention, you know, an artist, you know, passing away. And we've just learned today that George Martin, the Beatles. George. Producer,
yeah,
he was basically was the one who gave the Beatles their sound. Mm-hmm. He passed away at the age of 90 today. So he that's pop culture. So
that you know what, that is definitely pop culture. Yeah. And I want to let everybody know that PopX just doesn't cater to comics and science fiction. We're actually going to be branching out in future episodes as we enter the teens and the 20s. Into pop culture itself, talking about the history of certain things, the history of television, the history of whatever, video games, you know, music, whatever. We're going to be it's going to be a great diversity. So PopX is going to cover a lot of stuff. So definitely get ready for that. But are you ready to dive into this day?
I think I'm ready. You know, I haven't been totally caught up with the Arrow, but I just want to hit the expert, which is you, on the DC's topics. Oh, you know, it's time to unleash your nerddom onto the rest of the public here.
That sounds really let them weird. Know,
well, you know what? It's time. You're about to go Hulk with DC, and I know that was just a cross reference between Marvel and DC, but you know what? It's got to happen sometime.
Yeah. Hey, right quick before we do that, Hulk or Superman, who'd win?
You know what? I'm a Hulk guy, and I think, you know, the more you hit him, the more he's going to get angry.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
You're approved.
All right, thank you.
I just want to take this moment and let everybody know, if you want to tell a little bird or share the last 30 seconds, put it out on Twitter for us. Let everybody know what we got going on over here at PopX, and be sure to help us spread the word out, okay? But as you know, Flash and Arrow is on a 4-week hiatus. So we figured this would kind of be a good time to catch everybody up, and because there's so much going on between all the DC television shows, including Arrow, The Flash, DC Legends, and Supergirl. So we're going to try to cover a little bit of each tonight, and that way we're not going to bore you to death with a bunch of stats and quotes and all this stuff. We're just going to kind of lay it out for you, and you guys can decide from there. Now, Daniel, I don't want to be too invasive, but how far are you caught up on Arrow and Flash? I'm just curious.
So Flash, we are at episode, I think, you know, 15 with season 2.
Okay.
I have just reached about episode 2 in season 2 with the Flash. Really enjoy the Flash. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but the Arrow just never really gripped me to watch it too much. I kind of like, it was nice to know his backstory. I got a lot of that through season 1 and season 2, and I just got into season 3 just a little bit. But it's just for some. I've always liked the Flash. I always, as a kid, I loved how he could just run so fast and you know, just you'd be standing there with a hot dog, and all of a sudden, it's gone, and it's like, you know, just a red blur ran by, and he's just the man, and I love his banter. You know, he was always really snarky and very, you know,
witty.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and when he was in the Justice League cartoon that I used to watch, I loved him in that. It was just, he was a really good character, but Arrow just never really just never did it for me.
Yeah.
And but I thought his story was really cool. I really did. You know, he was a guy who was just some rich, you know, pompous kid, and he there's some underlying plan for something crazy that's about to go on, and he's the bait to have him and his dad die on this ship, and he doesn't, and he ends up going through all this training, and like, because he has to live on this prison island, and so he needs to learn to fight and kill to survive, and finds out about all this stuff that his dad's been up to and his mom's been up to and Malcolm.
There's a lot of story. Yeah. Season one and season two are just a lot of information. And you know, just to let you guys know, season two of The Arrow is where we see the birth of Barry Allen as The Flash.
Yeah.
We see the accident. We see that happen on The Arrow. So literally The Arrow spawned The Flash.
Yeah, so, you know, I really did, you know, like to learn. It was nice learning the origin of the Arrow and getting that bit of story. But I kind of just lost interest along the way. But, you know, I want to know where you're at, man. Where are we now?
All right. So
what's been going on?
Well, the big antagonist for season four has been a big bad dude, because his name is Damian Dark.
Okay.
And Damian possesses these magical abilities that are just scientifically law-defying. I mean, he's almost – if you can think of an individual who can harness the power of the Force from Star Wars and, like, pick someone up and choke slam them in midair.
Really?
That's what he does. Yeah, I mean, it's – and he can, like, suffocate someone with just thinking about it or doing an emotion.
So he's got these really strong telekinetic type powers, basically.
And he gets his powers from an idol, a totem.
Oh, okay.
And so he's one of those individuals who has a magic totem, and his totem is the source of all of his energy.
Now, where did he come from? Where did Damian?
All right, Damian is the head of an organization in the show called Hive.
Okay. Ah, I know Hive. I know Hive from the Teen Titans.
There you go.
Same. All right.
All right.
All right.
So Damian I don't know in the Teen Titans who is the head of that organization, but here on Arrow, it is Damian Dark. And Damian is just one bad dude. We have spent all of season four basically seeing just how evil he is. We know that Oliver Queen has wanted to run for mayor, so he took on an office position. And this is how evil this guy is. Actually cornered him in a street alley in one of Oliver's cars and gunned him down and shot Felicity in her spine, and it paralyzed her.
Okay. And now, yeah. So Felicity and
Oliver are engaged.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know what? Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I could say something to that, but I won't. We're building up from season four. Season four ended with kind of a cliffhanger. I don't want to say ended. It mid-seasoned with kind of what you've heard me coin this phrase many, many times, a cliffhanger. All right. So we see this image of Oliver Queen staring down at a grave. All right. So there's the image. But we never really see the name on the tombstone.
Okay.
And so we're still in the season.
So we don't know.
We don't know.
If this is Felicity?
Well, no, it's not Felicity, because on the mid-season premiere back in February.
Okay.
On the premiere, coming back, we see Oliver and Felicity getting in a car together, and Felicity is really upset at Oliver, and her engagement ring is not on her finger anymore. So
drama going on.
So we're building the story up. So basically this scene here with the grave is a 6 month fast forward.
Oh, so okay.
The remainder of season four going through that 6 months up to this point. Now, the big question on a lot of people's mind is, all right, who's in the grave? Who's in the grave? And I kind of come up with a little bit of a list myself, and you can agree or disagree, but I've ranked them from least to most likely possible. Okay. So we're going to start with A and go all the way down to the end of the list. The first one, could it be Laurel, aka Black Canary?
Right.
Highly unlikely, because, you know, it's doubtful that her death would make Felicity so angry at Oliver. Because if in the scene when we come back from the mid-season premiere, she's really upset at Oliver over something. And we don't know why. All right. So the next one on the list is Thea Speedy. Her prospects, they don't look good. But her father, Malcolm Merlyn, a.k.a. Ra's al Ghul, formerly. Yeah, he was head of the League of Shadows. This guy gets around. He's been there since season one. Malcolm Merlyn, he's kind of, I don't want to say a fan favorite, but he's on the show and he's there to stay. And he doesn't have an arm. So that's a Star Wars reference for you. He got his right hand cut off.
Awesome.
Luke Hand. Yeah. By the way, did you get that in Deadpool? He got his right hand cut off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Star Wars reference.
So Thea. Yeah. Her name is Speedy, as in the, because I thought Speedy was the Red Arrow.
But no, Speedy is just Oliver's nickname for her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but she could be Red Arrow. I mean, she's taken on the Red Hood that used to be formerly owned by another individual who's no longer on the show. But
right.
But is it the probably? It probably Ra's al Ghul probably wouldn't let his daughter die without a fight. So if you think about it, this is Malcolm Merlyn's daughter's Thea. Mm-hmm. And you really think that Malcolm would sacrifice himself before Thea would die. So I don't think it's Thea. Moving down, we got Diggle, a.k.a. Ooh. Spartan.
No, not Diggs.
Well, you know, his death would certainly leave an emotional ramification, but I don't think it would rock the boat story-wise. You see what I'm saying? With Felicity?
Okay. It's just not fitting right.
But we're moving on down. We're about halfway down now. Oliver's son, William. Now, this one is kind of a red flag, because we saw through Damian Dark's motive to destroy Team Arrow and basically just bring Armageddon to Star City. It's highly unlikely, though, that because Felicity really wasn't on board when Oliver she kind of found out inadvertently that Oliver had a son. Oliver kept it from her. And in the latest episode, that's when she actually took off her engagement ring, put it down on the table, and walked out the door.
Oh.
Because Oliver wasn't truthful with her.
Well, yeah, you know.
But I don't think it's Oliver's son, William. I personally don't think it's, you know. But just a little side note there for Felicity, if you guys aren't keeping up with what I just went over. Felicity was shot in the first part of season four in the spine. Mm-hmm. Mm. And Palmer Tech gave her an implant in her spine to be able to make her walk again. So in this episode, her emotions and her anger activated the chip, and she literally got up out of her wheelchair after like 8 episodes of being in a wheelchair and walked out the door and left Oliver there just awestruck, like, what just happened, you know?
But she just like took off?
She just took off. It's like, you've not been truthful. And I just don't know if I can be a part of someone that's not truthful. So, you know, you got that whole aspect.
Dang,
I know, right?
So next, we got
Lila. And that's Diggle's wife. Now, we know that she worked for Argus.
Mm-hmm.
But since she's already in Hive and Shadow Spire. She's already been in Shadow Spire's crosshairs as well. I don't think it'd be that big of a stretch to consider her potential victim because she just had a child. It's Diggle's wife, so that would impact, but would that make Felicity upset? Probably not. The last two on the list. Detective Quentin Lance. All right, now this is Laurel Black Canary. Her father. Felicity doesn't agree with putting Lance in such a dangerous role, so I don't think his death as a result of Oliver's idea would make her all that happy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't think it's Lance because he's such an intricate part of the show. He's kind of the law enforcement backbone that kind of grounds Team Arrow, if that makes sense. So I don't think it's Lance.
I always liked him.
Here's my number one guess. Donna Smoke, Felicity's mother.
Seems to be the popular vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw in the chat, there were some people in the chat kind of already kind of guessing that ahead of time, and you guys are right on target with it. In terms of, like, Daniel, stay on target. You guys were staying on target.
Oh, yeah.
So if Dark discovers Lance's betrayal, see, Lance was drafted into Hive unwillingly in the first part of Season 4 to work for Damian Dark, but he betrayed Damian about mid-season. And actually, here's what happened. Lance started dating Felicity's mom, Donna. So now they're a couple. So it would make sense if Donna was to be the one in the grave and Felicity have the reactions that she had because that's her mother.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it does line up.
Yeah. So, it's a lot to take in, but that's kind of where we are in terms of Arrow right now.
Yeah, I have a million questions. I mean, Oliver's kid, what has happened? I mean, it just sounds like a lot that I did miss.
Yeah, Oliver has a kid, William. And a little backstory on that. William becomes kidnapped by Damian in this latest episode. And that's kind of leading up to where we're going right now. There's William in the back with Damian Dark at the estate. And
now, what kind of villains have we been getting out of Hive? You know, because from what I remember, we've got like, from what I remember in Hive in the Teen Titans, we had like Jinx and some other characters. I can't remember all of them, but you know, there was a, from what I remember, Hive was like a super villain school.
Wow. You're right. And I just want to take this time and pause. Don't lose that thought. Mm-hmm. I want to give a big shout out to my cousin who's in the chat room. And I think this is his first time on Blab.
Oh, wow.
So he's watching me live. Austin Burke. What's up, my friend? How you doing?
How you doing?
Good to see you, boss. You're welcome. You're welcome to call into the show here towards the end. But so we're moving along with that is my cousin. Yes, he's awesome. He's about as big as a nerd as I am. So at the end of it, we're thinking the last episode that we are left with Arrow. Okay. We kind of see a lot of things culminate. And Hive is kind of been a training ground for a lot of big bads. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's I kind of knew that right from the beginning when I heard of Hive. I was like, awesome.
Yeah. Just need why grab a cough drops. Yeah. I told you to be forewarned about this.
Poor Joseph.
Oh, stop it. Anyway. So with the story leading up with Hive and Damian Dark, it kind of takes us up to Season 4, Episode 14, and the episode is called Taken. Okay?
Okay.
It kind of leaves us with more questions and scratching our head even more, pretty much. So I got a list, and Daniel, you can help me out with these two. We'll go back and forth between these. So Oliver confides with William's mother, Samantha, that he is the Green Arrow, and then he invites her down into Team Arrow's lair. So that's kind of a big deal because it's an outsider. It's his son's mother. So
yeah.
So evidently when Oliver was a wild one, you know, back in his party days, whatever, he Yeah, he had a kid. So, yeah,
pretty crazy much. Kids.
So, you want to take a couple of these, Dan?
Well, I mean, it seems we got Felicity in episode 13 had a spinal implant, yeah. You know, as you said, to help her walk again.
Yeah.
So now she's up and she, like you said, she walked out. And literally. Is that the last time we saw her for right now? Is that the cliffhanger we were left
on? That is the cliffhanger for the spring break. So we're on the spring hiatus, a 4-week hiatus.
All right.
And we'll come back.
All right. Yeah. So, we have the kidnapping, holding for ransom. So what's going to happen there?
Yeah,
obviously. We've got who's the Vixen. I remember you talking about her.
Okay, Vixen that's actually a really good one. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I want to know more about this girl. I remember you talking about her.
Episode 14 called Taken. Oliver calls on an old friend. And her name is Vixen. And you remember me telling you, like, I think it was in episode 1 and 2, I was telling you that this character is coming to Arrow. Well, she has the ability to harness any animal spirit that she thinks about.
Oh.
So she can harness the power of a silverback gorilla or a rhinoceros or an elephant or an eagle. She can fly. She can do anything.
It's pretty badass.
In the animal kingdom, if you think about it. Yeah. So, Vixen actually carries a totem on her neck as well. Okay? Okay. So, in this episode, she's getting the idea, well, if I have a totem for my gifts and abilities,
right.
I'm pretty sure Damian Dark has one for his. Mm-hmm. So, the Team Arrow goes on the hunt to find his totem.
All right, yeah.
If they locate it and destroy it, then they could put an end to Damian Dark once and for all.
Now, do you learn the origins of these totems at all?
They're just ancient relic artifacts. Some are just like passed down from generations to millennia, and they're just magical with abilities, supernatural. We don't really learn a lot about the origins of these totems, and I really wish that they would get into that. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, Damian's totem is like a head. It's like a... looks like a, some kind of like, I can't remember. It was kind of like a head, like a monkey head or something. It was kind of weird looking. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. Who lost their powers?
Okay. So what happened was Vixen was right. She had a hunch that Damian Dark had a totem. And so lo and behold, they found it, and she harnessed the power of a silverback gorilla and picked it up, and after about 5 or 6 smashes, destroyed it.
Ooh. Yeah. So the big question is I mean...
Well, there was a fight going on. There was a fight going on with Oliver
right,
and Damian out on the front lawn during this
okay.
while she's smashing this at the same time. And pretty much Damian had Oliver right where he wanted him and was about ready to hit the fatal blow.
Okay.
When she smashed it, his punch just barely didn't even phase Oliver because he was rendered powerless instantly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's it?
That's it.
A totem smash?
It's so weird because I know. And I'm just so confused by everything because I'm like, okay, so we've built up Damian Dark all season just to have him gone in one quick episode?
Yeah, you know, it seems a little too easy to me.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it and just...
It's I guess the word unfulfilling comes to mind.
Yeah, you guys are going to be set up for something nice. Sounds like this guy's, he's got gas left in the tank.
Yeah. I don't know what his connections are, but I'm sure we had not seen the last of Damian Dark. But Oliver takes Vixen's advice at the end of the show and kind of steps away from his son and doesn't become a part of his life because of Oliver's life as a vigilante. So he doesn't excuse me. Take over for a minute.
Well, I guess if that's where we are left with the Arrow.
Yeah.
Because it seems as though we're waiting for this guy to come back, show his ugly face again. Will he? Won't he? We're not sure. But you know what? If we're done with the Arrow, I would love to talk about some Flash because
yeah,
I
we can't wrap wait to up catch Arrow. Back up. We can wrap up Arrow. Will Dark get his powers back?
Yeah. I mean, is that the main question?
Yeah, and how can someone so powerful be snuffed out so quickly?
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense to me. It
doesn't make sense. And lastly, but not you know, what role does Malcolm have in all of this? And will Felicity and Oliver reunite, or are they done forever? We don't know.
Yeah.
So, Flash, this is your favorite show, right?
Yeah, this is the one that really caught me. As soon as I saw it on Netflix, the season one to watch, I was like, all right. Because like I said, you know, I'd like to hear the origin story of the Arrow. I thought it was great, but I just kind of lost interest. And, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
Not every superhero is your superhero, you know. And the Flash was always someone I really liked. When I was a kid, I could like run really fast. You know, I always thought I could run really fast. And I really thought he was great.
I thought I could like fly until I fell off a building and broke my foot.
Yeah, that happens. I mean,
no, I'm just joking with you.
You gotta stop smoking that stuff. So
you're so funny. You stop it right now.
Okay, no, right, it just comes out. I can't help it.
Say what? Anyway, so you know, we basically see the birth of Flash on the Arrow itself.
Yeah, I loved it. You know, mm-hmm. he came in. He's basically a crime scene investigator.
Exactly,
and he's a damn good one.
Yeah,
and
really good one.
Yeah, and
like he can predict and foresee exactly how every bit of the crime went. It's crazy.
Yeah, I love it. He's almost like what's his name, Dexter.
Dexter. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Dexter. Yeah. Just like Dexter. Yeah. Just not a murderer. So we start off with the season one. It was great. They came in, you know, got a lot of his backstory, mm-hmm. A lot of time travel. A
lot of time travel.
Yeah.
So we see basically the bulk of season one, Barry understanding and learning his abilities,
mm-hmm.
and Harrison Wells, a.k.a. Reverse Flash, helping him understand and harness his speedster ability.
Exactly. And it seems as though we, at the end of this season, we have a hero moment.
Yep.
And what was the detective's name that shot himself? I can't remember.
Eddie
Thorne.
Yeah.
Shoots himself. The Reverse Flash then just does never, he just never exists in the first place.
Because he was a relative descendant from the future. So yep. If his ancestor was to die in the past, he wouldn't exist in the future.
It was awesome. I loved it because, you know, the season finale, we have Barry go back into the past to, you know, because mm-hmm. this all started because his mother was killed.
Right.
The way this all worked out, he goes back to save his mother and he ends up seeing himself mm-hmm. in the fight with the Reverse Flash,
yep.
sees himself, look at himself, saying, no, don't do this. Mm-hmm. And he has to literally shut the door.
And let it
listen
happen.
To his mom get stabbed and pretty much bleed out on the carpet.
Yeah.
He walks into the room. She just saw her little boy 5 seconds ago. And all of a sudden, there's her son.
As a man.
As a man standing over her. And he reveals his face. It was a very touching moment, I thought. I mean, I was like, oh, man. I don't think I could pull that one off.
Yeah.
Right? And so we get past that. He comes back. He does the deed to get rid of the Reverse Flash. And then with that happening, the singularity that he opened to travel, the wormhole
that he opened in season one
turned into a singularity that grew out of control.
And it opened up like so many 52 other singularities in the Flash. What is it? Star City? Is it Central City?
Yeah, Star City. You're right, yeah. Star City. Yeah. No.
Wait.
Yeah?
What?
Central. It's Central.
Star is Arrow. Central is.
Yeah, Flash. That's right. Well, this is what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it opens up this crazy portal to another Earth where season two just breaks open.
It does. And we see some pretty cool things happen in the past, in just season two alone already. And Team Flash has set down. We've seen the introduction of a new nemesis named Zoom. So Zoom is basically this. Look at this guy. This freaking dude's hideous.
What is that?
I don't know. He's like a demon Flash.
Have we learned his? Have we got to see his face yet?
We're going to build up to that. So basically, we've learned that there's a lot of holes leading to Earth 2 and Earth 1 from the singularity.
Okay. Now, how is the singularity still open?
Well, the singularity was closed, and Zoom found out a way to reopen those singularities and create portals from Earth 2 to Earth 1.
Okay.
So he creates, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 52 portals to Zoom. And in each portal comes a metahuman to try to kill Barry Allen.
That's right. Okay, so that's what we learn. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
So Cisco, kind of fast forward, moving. Let's see here. We've got Cisco, too, has just found out that he, too, is a meta.
Yes. I loved that.
Yeah.
So he is talking to Wells, and Wells tells – he remembers a moment in time – where Wells killed him, mm-hmm. Barry reset everything, and it was fine. But he still retained those memories. I think that was like his spark to get his powers ignited.
Right.
Because since then, he's been having weird little flashes every now and then.
He uses these special goggles that – all right, so we should probably explain this part.
Yeah, I just need to know how he's been harnessing them.
There's a new Harrison Wells. So the Harrison Wells from season one is dead.
Right.
The Harrison Wells in season two is from Earth 2.
Okay. Is he good?
We haven't figured that out yet. I mean, he's got an attitude. He's got a chip on his shoulder, so we don't know. But we do know that Zoom has captured his daughter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Cisco uses the goggles, and he can track other metahumans. That's his ability. He can vibe.
I like that.
Yeah, that's his name.
All right. So I thought he was actually just able to, you know, see snippets into the future.
No, he can think of like Cerebro, but for DC.
Oh, wow.
He can see where they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right.
We're also formally introduced to the Scarlet Speecher, Mr. Jay Garrick from Earth 2. Mm-hmm. Now, for some of you crazies out there that don't know. If you don't, you should. Jay is the original DC Flash from Golden Age of Comics, Flash Comics number 1, 1940. Okay? So this is how far back the Flash goes.
How does that helmet stay on?
I don't know.
He's going so fast, it just looks like the brim would whoosh, right up, off, flying in the wind. I mean, that's why it fell into the portal.
Who knows, man? But he does become an ally with Team Flash to help track down Zoom, because now he's on Earth 1, he doesn't have his powers, and he's more connected than just a cameo, though, rather than, you know, he's more of a season 2 regular. He's not there just at once in a little while. He's there every episode.
Hmm.
But Jay's storyline kind of is intertwined with Earth 2, Barry, and Zoom. So we learn about that more.
They're very suspicious of him. As far as I am right now, they're very suspicious. I mean, I don't mind being spoiled. I can always watch things over and still enjoy the story. But it seems as though, you know, obviously they gain his trust, I guess, or he gains their trust.
And we're also introduced to Eobard Thawne from Earth 2. Now, this is a Thawne, okay? But he's from Earth 2.
And, so,
go ahead.
So, is he still a speedster?
He is. He's the reverse Flash.
So, there's three speedsters in Earth 2.
There's Jay, Zoom, and reverse.
Okay. Wow.
But there's like actually like 10 speedsters.
All together?
All together, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wally West, Joe West's son,
mm-hmm.
is a speedster.
Mm.
He just hasn't got his ability yet, so. Or that we know of. Wow, so, all right. So let's lead up to The Flash, the last episode that we saw on cable. Okay.
Okay. Lay it on me.
King Shark. Do you know anything about King Shark? Look at that dude.
He looks like one of those guys. Remember the street
he looks,
sharks?
He looks like a Ninja Turtle, right? Like a villain from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. But he looks like one of those street sharks you could get with the rollerblades and stuff. When I was, you remember them?
I remember those guys.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like, except a little more menacing.
So I guess, you know how on Arrow we had the big cliffhanger moment where we had the grave?
Mm-hmm.
On this one, the cliffhanger moment is after, I guess, up to this point, 15 episodes of season 2, we've seen Zoom. He takes off his mask. And we reveals to be Jay Garrick.
No way.
But we don't know if that's Jay Garrick. So we got a little theory going on about that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna break it down to you.
Yeah. I need a little.
All right, so this if you remember, there's also, all right, back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. Earth 1 is parallel to Earth 2 in many ways. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So each Earth has a doppelganger of each character from Earth 1.
Right.
For example, Caitlin Snow is a scientist on Earth 1. But on Earth 2, she's Killer Frost.
Ah, oh, this makes I think I know where you're going with
okay.
this.
You see, okay, you know exactly where I'm going with this.
I think I know, yeah.
Caitlin, all right, so Earth 1's Harrison Wells is dead,
mm-hmm.
and one reverse Flash, and he spent mm-hmm. 15 years stranded on Earth waiting for Barry to grow up, yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.
He's dead. Earth 2's Harrison Wells is also a scientist, but he's not reverse Flash.
Okay.
And he has a daughter that's kidnapped by Zoom. All right. Earth 1's Cisco just found out he's a newly discovered meta with meta tracking powers. But Earth 2 Cisco Ramon is actually a supervillain named Reverb and shoots out sonic shockwaves from his hands. So it's really weird how they've done it. And you've got season 2 is going to be a joyride for you. I got to tell you.
So,
all right. So here's, I'm leading up to the picture right there.
Because now if you're saying that this guy is the Flash that fell through the portal, right?
This guy?
Yeah.
No.
No.
This guy is the doppelganger of Jay Garrick. This guy, okay. His name is Hunter Zolomon. Okay? There's Hunter Zolomon. So we see a quick snip of him on a bench. And so what Jay tries to do is he tries to find his doppelganger on Earth 1 to hopefully get a blood sample so he can repair his speedster power because his DNA is failing. Okay?
Right.
So they try to find his doppelganger on Earth 1 while he's here on this Earth. And they find him. His name is Hunter Zolomon, but his name is not Jay Garrick. Fast forward to the end of season, this episode 15, Zoom takes off the mask. We think it's Jay Garrick, but Jay Garrick's actually dead. And Mike, do you got the picture where Zoom takes his hand through Jay's stomach and reaches him through the portal? He's dead at this point. I don't know if he's got that or not, but. It's
so true. Maybe Zoom has the ability, like the reverse Flash did,
mm-hmm.
To change. Wait, that because remember he changed his face, or whatever. What we were talking about before with the reverse Flash, looking different when he was like fading away from existence?
I don't think Zoom has that ability.
Okay.
No. All right. No. Zoom, he's got a, we haven't figured out his motive yet.
All
so
right.
We don't know what his end game is, so to speak. So we don't really know what the feud is, what's going on, why he's after Barry so hot and heavy. We just don't know. And so hopefully we'll be able to find out more. So here's a GIF. As there's Jay at the end of that, and then all of a sudden Zoom's hand just goes right through his chest. And it just kills him because he's doing his sonic hand, and his sonic hand basically disintegrates your organs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah, I do remember that from Wells.
Yeah. And in the scene we see when he takes off the mask, he's actually carrying Jay Garrick's body and he throws it down on the ground. So
that sounds crappy.
That's a crappy situation if I ever did hear one.
Right.
But I think that catches us up pretty much for Flash.
Oh, wow.
I mean, because we're left with the cliffhanger, he takes off the mask, and who is it under the mask? We don't know.
All right. Well, we've also have this Legends of Tomorrow show that I have yet to see. It's all the sidekicks getting together, yeah. Kicking some butt.
Yeah. I'm actually going to open up the seat. If my cousin wants to call in, he can. We're probably got about 8 minutes left of the show. So, we'll talk about DC's Legends. Let's see here. So if you haven't been following Legends, it's
well, actually,
go ahead. No, you go ahead, sweetheart.
Well, all right. Well, cause I actually wanted to go back on the Flash because we have the Supergirl crossover. I mean, how was that? Was that good?
That was, well, we haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's future. Okay. And there's a question over in the chat room about the guy in the Iron Mask. Yeah, that's true. In Zoom's fortress, so to speak, there's a guy. So we see Harrison Wells' daughter behind his cell. Barry's over in another cell, captured. And then there's a guy in an Iron Mask. We don't know who that is. So we're going to figure that out, too. It's kind of weird. Look at that guy.
I like the mask. I'd wear it.
That's pretty pimp. I don't know.
Yeah.
I personally think it's Jay Garrick from Earth One. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But so, yeah. What's up, man?
What is
up? What's going on, man?
Guys, I'm sorry about the microphone. It's standard Apple mic. So,
are you okay on being recorded?
Hey, man, that is fine. I do it every day. So,
all right. Millions of people are going to be watching this.
Yeah, buddy.
We have a huge fan base.
So let's try to get through Legends right real quick while we got it. So we have basically it's intertwined Legends of Tomorrow with the Arrow and Flash universe. And it's kind of borrowing characters derived from both universes. So on Arrow's current season, episode 8, titled Legends of Yesterday, we are finally introduced to the Immortals, Vandal Savage, Hawkman, and Hawkgirl.
Oh,
and this is the first time that we see, ladies and gentlemen, first time we see Hawkman on television or any kind of cinematic film whatsoever, other than a cartoon. Pretty cool. So, and it's the first time that we see Arrow, Flash, Hawkman, Hawkgirl, Black Canary, Speedy, Spartan, all together, assembled together as one massive superhero fighting team to take on Vandal Savage, the Egyptian immortal, who cannot die. Okay? So, heroes from the Flash include... Do you want to take this one, Daniel?
If what? The heroes in the Flash?
Yeah.
I've actually don't have my notes pulled up. Well, you're right. Yeah, you should probably do it.
We have Firestorm, which is Martin Stein and Roddy Raymond.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. Actually, he was my favorite because I loved how they would split apart.
I think we have a picture of Firestorm somewhere, but it's really cool.
Who is the guy who plays the older guy?
Martin Stein?
Yeah. I love the actor that plays that part.
Yeah.
He really does a great job.
He's pretty sweet. I like him. I've seen him in several movies. He was in Argo, You ever seen the movie Argo with Ben Affleck? Great movie. Great movie.
No,
also from Flash, we got Captain Cold and Heat Wave are part of the Legends of Tomorrow as well.
I like Captain Cold.
Captain Cold, he just talks like this.
Yeah. So pompous.
Yes. It's almost like, you know, if Bane didn't have the muffler.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm recording it.
Anyway, but I digress. So from Arrow, we also get the Atom, Hawk Girl, and Hawk Man, and White Canary, who is the reborn, newly rebirthed Black Canary from season one. Also introducing Mr. Rip Hunter. Now, a lot of people is like, all right, who the heck is this guy? Rip has actually been around for quite a while. He was in Showcase number 20 in 1959. Rip Hunter was in the comics. So he's been around a while. So
like Indiana Jones without the hat.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's kind of like Doctor Who meets DC.
Ooh. Is it Sonic Screwdriver?
The Sonic Screwdriver is actually their spaceship.
Wow.
So if you think about it, it's interesting. It's interesting. But the quest to track down the Mr. Vigilante Vandal Savage himself to stop the future total destruction of the world and Rip's wife and child from dying. That's the whole point. They're trying to stop Vandal from destroying the end of the world. So far they visited the 70s, the 80s, parallel dimensions. They even went into the future to Star City 2046, where we saw old man Oliver with the beard.
Straight out of Dark Knight Returns.
Straight out of Dark Knight Returns. No arm. His arm was cut off. It was great. It was so awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah. I think we got a picture of that. Hold on. Let me see. Because the picture's worth 1,000 words. Yeah, look at this. Look at this beauty right here. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Old man Oliver. Ooh. Getting it done. Mr. Steve Amell. Yeah, dude. That was great. And he's got the bionic arm. So he was like firing the arrow with a bionic arm. It was great.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
So, and it was also in this episode we saw Deathstroke, Wade Wilson's son, reprise and put on the mask as Deathstroke. So it was kind of, there he is. So it was kind of interesting to see his son take up his father's role, Slade Wilson. I said Wade Wilson. Wade Wilson's Deadpool, Slade Wilson. Anyway, that's another story. We could probably do a podcast on Deadpool and Deathstroke, but we're not going to go there.
Oh, yeah, right?
That'll get some fanboys crying. And that leads us up to the good old crossover coming up with Supergirl and The Flash. So that's coming up on Supergirl on CBS. No time really set just yet, but it's going to be episode 18. So be on the lookout for that.
They released a poster for that episode, and it's kind of an homage to an old Superman Flash comic, and they're in the same position.
They've been doing that a lot. Like, did you see the one of the two Flashes?
Yes. Yeah,
that was so good.
When we were running right next to each other.
Yeah.
You should have had him co-host tonight's episode. I could have just sat here and made a couple comments like, yeah, great. Oh, man, that is just wonderful.
Man, I binge-watch Flash and Legends like crazy. So
yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Great TV shows. Great show.
Yeah, I really do enjoy The Flash. I haven't checked out Supergirl, but I heard it was actually really good.
It's not as girly as you think it is.
It's all right. There's nothing wrong with women able to kick some ass.
Yeah. That's it.
They do already.
But the duo is coming, and it's going to be opening up a lot of doors for crossovers between CBS and the CW. So my only thing is, for goodness sake, CW, for the love of God, bring back Constantine. What the heck? NBC, that was horrible. He deserves some love. Bring back Matt Ryan, please.
He's going to be in season two of Legends of Tomorrow. That's the rumors that I've been reading.
Well, he's already been an Arrow. He gave Oliver his tattoo, which in the last episode helped him go through the portal with the demon. Yeah. But so we're actually done, I think, Daniel. you know, we're not done, but we're done with the bulk of the podcast. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, we've got some news, right?
Well, we got some stuff going on. We got a couple of things here to drop before we let you go. I just want to let everybody know, if you go over to iTunes and you use your username and ID, tell them about this PopX contest we got going on, man. This is pretty cool, right?
Yeah, the contest we got, you know, it's really easy, guys. I mean,
even a caveman can do it.
Yeah, I can do it, right? So what you got to, but I can't because obviously I can't win. But so what the contest is you need to go over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating.
Five.
And your best comment, and if it's about me, you're going to win. But so you need to, it's got to be good. It's got to be good stuff about me, though. You got to talk all about me and maybe say like one or two things about Joe. But
hey, Daniel. No, I do not approve of this.
Best comment and 5-star rating will win you a wonderful piece of artwork done by our talented artist and host of PopX Cast, Joseph Burke. I Strive to Thrive.
So that is the classic Cesar Romero Joker.
Oh, yeah. It looks great. Also, you will be getting from me a password for a Steam game. I think it's called Metro Trip. It's going to be good. You know, just a little $10 value.
It's a free game, man.
Yeah, why not? Why not, right? That's all it is. Just a good comment and a 5-star rating will get you that wonderful piece of art.
And the contest is going to be running through March 30th. So coming up in 2 weeks, we're going to actually close the contest. Going to go through the list of names on iTunes and those that actually did do the 5-star and a sentence review. You don't have to type a paragraph, but hey, if you want to type a paragraph, by all means, type a paragraph. But leave us a review and we'll randomly draw from those that are on our iTunes feed. So get those posts and reviews in ASAP because iTunes usually takes a couple days. And that's pretty much it. I guess coming up next week, Daniel.
I just want to say one thing.
Sure.
For all of our Star Wars friends out there and Star Wars nerds.
Get ready.
We have the Blu-ray coming out April 5th. I mean, if anybody's excited about the Blu-ray for The Force Awakens,
it
might not be that big of a deal.
I think
it's huge to me.
I think a little bit of pee just came out.
Right? I cannot wait because there's definitely going to be some sort of bonus commentary episode posted up on the website, or we might even do something here on the show ourselves.
Yeah, we may do a feature on it. Like, what was our favorite? Like, I'm sure they're going to be including like special features and stuff like that. So,
oh, definitely. And I mean, we've got different stores dropping different versions. We've got, I think, Amazon. You can get this sweet metal case. We've got Target where you can get I think it's the Blu-ray and the digital. It comes with like 20 minutes of some extra footage. There's all sorts of different stores selling different way, like different. What's that? Oh, I like it. I like it.
Is that artwork?
It's a piece of. It's a lightsaber artwork.
The lightsaber, man. My girlfriend drew this for me.
Are you serious?
She's a keeper.
Christmas.
Coleslaw in the house.
This is it, dude. This is
marry that girl.
Oh, I'm wiping her up, man. After that,
put a ring on that dang.
Yeah, you better put a ring
what
on
doing,
it.
Doing, son.
There's one thing.
All right.
Never let a good girl go.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be doing a Star Wars special themed show. And I'm definitely, just to kind of give you guys a taste, we got next week we're going to be talking about video games. Okay, so a different avenue. 2016 is going to be a big year for games. Of course, we got Doom coming out with a full functioning multiplayer. Mind blowing. I get the beta coming up at the end of the month. I was on the beta list, so I can't wait to play it. We've got Far Cry Primal, which is there's so much that is.
And I mean, also the games that have come out so far. I mean, we've got Fallout has got to win Game of the Year.
Fallout 4 is insane.
It has to win Game of the Year. I mean,
so addictive.
I will. Yeah, I haven't. I actually need to.
What about set that Call of Duty Black Ops 3 though?
That's fun. It's a real fun game. I mean, it's
gravity spikes for the win.
Well, guys, you guys are forgetting
why
Battlefront DLC
Star
is just
Wars
released. I think either it's coming out or also there was John Boyega. He was fighting to get some storyline, a story mode.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember reading
added to the Battlefront DLC, which would be cool. It would be great. And one of our own Red 5 mom in here is actually a Battlefront addict. Not one day goes by where my phone goes off and it's saying, oh, Red 5 mom's playing Battlefront. She can't stop. She's got a problem. I think I might have to be her sponsor. Yeah.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken here, I think I made a graphic for it today. So I'll kind of give you guys just a little teaser of it here in just a minute. But Dan, thank you so much for helping me this week cover kind of being a voice while I'm getting over this bronchitis.
I got bronchitis, Jesus.
You talked the most, Joe. I wished that this was an episode that I could have contributed more because
dude.
I do not know so much of the Arrow as you do, and I do not also know what has been going on with up to date on the Flash. So it's just been tough.
It's okay, man. Wow. I got you back.
You with the
I got
graphic you already.
Dude,
already.
I'm working on it.
You are on target. This should be your name.
You stop it right now, big boy. But I'm going to go ahead and drop the link in for next week's show.
And also, I mean, should we should throw out the info.
Yeah,
Please, everyone, follow us on your Twitters, your Facebooks, your Pinterests, your Instagrams, all PopXCast, at PopXCast. Mm-hmm. Also, please drop us some questions, some comments, some criticism, whatever. I mean, good criticism, please.
We might delete it. I don't know.
But, send that to popxcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can check out our website.
Yeah, and that is popx.com. And for all the latest product, podcast news, future episode information, subscription links, and all the new PopX swag, we now have a brand new swag store, which is kind of cool. I don't know if you've checked it out, but I'm kind of like rocking it right now. I got this. Got the old cup here,
It doesn't even have anything in it, I bet. He's just drinking an empty cup.
No, it's got tea in it. There's actually,
it's almost out.
Empty. It's cool now. It was warm when I made it, but we got all kinds of cool stuff. We got football jerseys, cell phone cases, buttons, mouse pads, and more. And just to let you guys know, all proceeds from your purchases do go help to support our podcast and pay for our Podbean account and equipment costs, because this stuff is not free and not cheap to run. But that's it, Dan. I think we're good to go.
All right.
Want to give a big shout out to Mr. Mike over here for doing his thing in the window, as always. Mike Ippolito up in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. The best man at my wedding, my best friend in the whole wide world. I love that guy. And for Austin, my cousin.
Guys, yeah, man. Thanks for joining us,
dude. Morehead State University in the house, baby.
So awesome. I recently started up a YouTube channel doing reviews.
I know. I've been watching you.
All comic stuff, everything. And this is just, I love it.
Yeah. Maybe you can be the third wheel on our show.
Hey, man, listen, this is my jam, guys. I started up a podcast on campus. Actually.
Is it strawberry or grape?
Excellent.
Strawberry.
Everyone loves strawberry jam.
I love strawberry jam.
I love you guys. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, man.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
All right, you stay in the window. From all of us here at PopXCast, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. And you know what? Get your geek on. Stay nerdy.
All right.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
From everyone at PopXCast, thanks for listening. Be sure to give us a 5-star rating over on iTunes and subscribe for more great content. Drop us an email, popxcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Blab, and YouTube at PopXCast. Get your geek on.